Daily Light, April the 20th, morning. None of the devoted things shall stick to your hand. Therefore go out from their midst, and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. None of the devoted things shall stick to your hand. Deuteronomy 13:17 and 2 Corinthians 6:17, 1 Peter 2:11, Jude 1:23, 1 John 3:2-3, Titus 2:11-14. Daily Light, April the 20th, evening. Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus. It is I. Do not be afraid. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, your Saviour. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Emmanuel, which means God with us. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. If anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised? Who is at the right hand of God? Who indeed is interceding for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus. Acts 26:15 and Matthew 14:27, Isaiah 43:2-3, Psalm 23:4, Matthew 1:23-21, 1 John 2:1, and Romans 8:34-35.